Good morning, it's Gabriel Brown here. I want to give a quick talk today about corporate credit. I had a student meet with me in my office yesterday, one of my students from the Wealth Score Academy, and we were discussing transferring his personal accounts, all right, some of his personal accounts into his business name so he would remove them from his personal profile and move them to his business profile. And the subject came up of how to actually move an automobile out of his personal name into his business name. And this is a tactic that a lot of my students are interested in because you get a really good write-off if you have your vehicles in your business name versus your personal name. So I said, well, tell me, what do you think you should do? And he said, well, I should probably go to my bank and ask them to refinance the vehicle and apply to have a business loan for the vehicle. I said, okay, that's one way, all right, but there's potentially a easier way and a quicker way, but the language is not to refinance the vehicle, okay? And this works at most banks and credit unions, particularly I've seen it happen over and over at a specific credit union I like to use, all right? And what you would do is you would initially have to have a business account or at least a business relationship with that credit union or bank. So if you have a business account with them, you would go in and instead of asking for a refinance, you could ask for an administrative transfer. An administrative transfer, all right, of your vehicle loan into a business loan. And essentially, you would have to produce a copy of your registration or title. You would have to transfer the insurance into the new bank or credit union's name, okay? And there would be some fees, of course, that you would have to pay to DMV for this. And the credit union may charge a small transaction fee as well. But essentially, there's no credit application for this at this specific credit union that I like to refer all my students to. All right, so the tip of the day, transfer your auto loans out of your personal profile into your business profile so you can get some write-offs. And it reduces your debt utilization on your personal credit and affords you to have the opportunity to incur or to apply for additional credit on your personal profile. All right, so that's the tip for the day. Utilize an administrative transfer to move your auto loan out of your personal profile to your business profile. I look forward to speaking with you. I look forward to seeing you in the Wealth Score Academy. If you like more information about it, you can go to wealthscorecoach.com. All right, right now we have a $97 sign-up fee for 30 days trial of the Wealth Score Academy. Of course, you know the Wealth Score Academy. We teach 70 plus data reports that everyone should request, update, and redact to make sure they're accurate and to remove information that they do not want in the public circulating about them, and then restrict the entire report. And these data reports again, deal with banking activity, very sensitive information, background activity, employment data reports, all right? There's 70 plus of these reports that going forward, these are not credit reports. These are data reports or consumer files that banks and lending institutions use to get a deeper understanding of your character and your credit worthiness. And these reports can affect the underwriting, or the potentially the approval of a credit application, or the disapproval of a credit application, I should say. All right. We talked about a job security report. All right. And this report is very important because a lot of lenders and banks are using it because there's high risk job industries. And if you don't know your job security score, you're probably missing out on some very important information that bankers and creditors are looking at or reviewing about you. So if you want more information about that, you can email me at support@secretwealthscore.com. Or if you want to go and get access to the Wealth Score Academy, again, you can go to my website, wealthscorecoach.com. That's wealthscorecoach.com. Hey guys, it's Gabriel Brown here. I want to give a quick talk today. We have a module in the Wealth Score Academy that most of our students are training on and have some questions about the module. And it's called the Zip Code Protocol. In the Zip Code Protocol, we teach that there's actually data about your zip code that could have a negative or positive impact on your credit applications. All right, so many of us know that you can collect data for a zip code, such as what's the crime rate in that zip code? What's the education average in that zip code? Do we have a lot of high school graduates, a lot of college graduates, or reverse, high school dropouts or college dropouts? All right, the average income in that zip code. What about the actual home value in that zip code? Okay, so in the zip code protocol, we teach how to find the right zip codes. All right, and there's a tactic we use where you can benefit from that zip code without moving into that area. And that is very important. But one of the questions that segued into the scoring, the credit scoring of the zip code. Okay, so you know that there is a neighborhood credit score, just like there's a city credit score or a county credit score. You'll find that you can find statistics on, in your state, what's the average zip code in your county, in your city, and in your neighborhood. And if you know these statistics and you use the strategy or the technique that we use in the Wealth Score Academy, you can actually benefit from having the zip code protocol and using it so you can benefit from the highest county credit score, neighborhood credit score, city credit score. And that could benefit you potentially in your credit applications. These data reports that we teach in the Wealth Score Academy are not information or they're not connected to your credit reports. So this information is, in most cases, unknown. So if you're interested in learning more about your data reports for your neighborhood score, your city score, and these are credit scores, your neighborhood credit score and your city credit score, or if you're interested in learning more about the actual protocol, the zip code protocol, you can join the Wealth Score Academy for as little as $97 now for a limited time for 30 days. All right, and you can go through a lot of the data reports and the protocols that we teach in the Wealth Score Academy so you can benefit from these going forward. If you have any questions and you would like some additional information, you can reach out to me. You can email me, support@secretwealthscore.com, support@secretwealthscore.com, or you can go to the Wealth Score Academy. The website is wealthscorecoach.com. WealthScoreCoach.com.